beautiful souls. How are you? This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown. Now, I just wanted to give you guys an energy update. And we're facing that the things that used to torture us and kept us, I think we came to the end of the onion peel. And to the core, all the way to the core. And we're there. And the reason why I say that is because we're able to, things are coming from the past, right? These could be very energetically, you know, they have not yet came to the physical form, but it has been energetically, and you're able to kind of like laugh about it. You're able to kind of like, oh my, you know, we were both going through this type of attachment when you thought that you were kind of the only one. And it turns out that nope, both of you guys were going through the attachment, and we just never saw their side of their story, you know, since they were very kind of closed. And this could be the masculine within ourselves, right? And so it kind of like gets you, yeah, like, and now these obstacles that were very hard for us to accept, to overcome, to see, now we're like, oh my God, you know, it's a role that is playing out, and oh, wow, yeah. So I see that both of our hearts have been opened, and it's about being open to heal, being open to see it, and being open to kind of let it go, right? So that is something that I wanted to talk to you guys about, and it feels very much, and that's confirmation. All right, you guys, sorry about that, but as we are still seeing things play out, and so things are really kind of being shaken up, you know. I don't think that is gonna end. It's gonna have a continuation. The whole thing is to ascend, right? To not be behind the veil, because you can say that time is up. And it's so cliche, right? Because time is just an illusion. But it is time to ascend. It is time to evolve, right? Things that are happening that we're not in since we entered the age of Aquarius, it is a whole different ballgame. It's being able to communicate in such a way that you have never thought before. It's about really stepping into your powers, stepping into your gifts. It's about being. It's about changing things that no longer are good for you, no longer serve you, no longer things that kind of overplayed their stay. And it is really time to wake up and there's going to be, you know, I think once you are done being, once you decide that you don't want to go on the merry-go-round, right? then you stop and you're able to kind of go to the next level. Now, there's a lot of things that will be playing out, and but you kind of have to kind of be true to you and who you believe, right? So for me, I felt this connection with the universe. It was a connection that I can relay when I started my spiritual journey. And it was not so much of, aka, like, God, the name God, right? Because all I thought is, you are tearing me down. You are wanting me to restart every time I want to. Can you just give me stability? That's it, right? So I had some kind of resentment, but little did I know that God comes to you in ways that you are interested in, right? So if I was interested in the stars and the universe, then God presented himself as the universe and the stars and the sky and the unknown. And you'll start having this bond that has never been developed before, right? My connection now with the universe, with God, with the planetary alignment, with everything, it's very different, right? So that is something that I wanted to share with you guys, that if, you know, one of your call on the ones that you have always relied on, right? Those would be your spirit guides, your to-go spirit guides, the ones that you can call on and have communication with you. Now, one of the things how they communicate is by giving you signs, right? When you would ask, I'm going to just put it out there in your awareness, when you would ask for your spirit guides, whether it was your grandmother, your grandfather, a family member that passed away, a loved one that passed away, God, the star, right? Wishing upon a star. When you would request assistance, you know, your santos, your saints, your angels, how would you go about that? And how would you know that they are listening to you, right? Because they're your guides for a reason, right? So that means that you really have this communication with them. So when that is, just remember that they are your startup line. They're the ones that will help you to through this initiation of being awakened. Now, things are very different, so it doesn't feel very distorted. It feels very genuine, okay? But it's like there's gonna be things that you would have to face. That is not that's not negotiable. It is, because it is, you know, everybody has free will, but it's gonna play over and over and over and over. One of the other things is that you have to look at the bigger picture, right? It's not only about you and this specific person. For example, it's about what has been going on beneath the surface in regards to every relationship, right? But ultimately, remember that this is your show, this is your reality, this is your life. So the people that are all around you are playing a specific role, a specific emotion, a specific lesson, right? But that's all I'm gonna say. You're gonna find your own frequency, which feels amazing, and how you'll start engaging into that frequency is when you decide to no longer play that role any longer, right? That victim role, that codependency role, that selfless role. You know, you will feel this beautiful energy that comes to you, but it all depends on how you interpret the things that are coming towards you. So that is something that also I wanted to share. So thank you, my beautiful friends. I didn't know how this was going to go because I was just calling with the energy update. But I think there's a lot of people that have gotten shaken to be awakened. And now they're starting on their journey. So thank you, guys. If you feel that you need to kind of get a different perspective on how things are, what is playing out in your life, you can always reach out to me. I do sessions. You can reach out to me at email happysoulhl@gmail.com. I will put it in the description. Much love, you guys, and until then, namaste.